going on, everybody? It's your girl Kool-Aid, and welcome back to Kicking It with Kool-Aid. Today we have a special guest. It's Shari Nicole. She's from Praise 102.5, and she also works at Radio 1. We're going to get into this conversation and get some of her expertise and her wisdom about music streaming and the radio industry. So, welcome.
Thank you. You think I can answer some of these questions?
Of course you can. You got the answers.
We're going to see.
Okay, so just tell my butterflies a little bit about who you are, what you do.
I am a Renaissance woman of sorts, kind of, but media personality, television producer, and film producer as well, speaker, writer, editor, director. I've been in the industry on the television side for 12 years. Worked for companies like TV One. I produced Sister Circle several years ago. Have a docu-reality background as well. I've done live news. I've done talk shows, just kind of the whole gamut. So that's pretty much the gist. I'm a former athlete, played Division One basketball back in my heyday. I'm retired now. My knees hurt. But now I'm here hanging out with my Praise 102.5 family as the co-host of the Willie Moore Jr. Show, having a great time with that and just continuing to push the bar forward, so to speak.
Awesome. That is amazing. My gosh, you mean Sister Circle with Sean Ali? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
I used to watch that show.
Yeah.
Okay, but the conversation today is about music streaming and the life of radio.
Okay.
Do you feel, or what's your input on radio surviving through this new digital or music streaming era?
You know what's interesting? I've always been concerned about that. Over the last several years, and I don't even know how radio is surviving now, to be quite honest with you. Because streaming is so accessible, and I work in radio, but I listen to my radio in the morning. And then, honestly, I'm in Spotify. I'm in iTunes in the car, okay? So I think, though, the thing that people love about radio that's not going away is the personalities. You know, people want to hear from people. And so at a certain point, you want to break from just the monotony of the music, and you want to hear what people have to say. You also have, you know, we're also competing now with podcasting and things like that. But I still think the tradition of radio, as long as from an industry standpoint, labels still lean in, independent artists still lean in and lean on, radio will be okay. Mm-hmm. I think when they decide they want to abandon that level of platform and just go totally and head first into streaming, then we have a real problem. But I think overall, shout out to the decision makers on the radio side, the people that have to make it happen every day, the people that have to juggle money around and resources, I think they're doing a great job. Because several years ago, people were saying, radio's going to be obsolete. Next year, it's not going to be here no more.
Like 50 years span, where is radio going to be? And I feel like with the artists and TV shows, since you mentioned television and film, you can't promote like that on streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. And radio is free. And it doesn't cost you anything. So these artists and talent and actors coming here is free promo. Yeah, they have their time, but the word gets out to so many people that do listen through radio. You can't get that through streaming.
I agree with you. Unless you already have a built-in audience or you've just gone viral, because there are artists that do that. But a lot of times that comes off the back end of radio. Mm-hmm. You have a radio hit. Now everybody's listening to it on a digital platform.
People still get paid from radio.
Yeah.
Like, you still make money. And then with streaming, is this conflict of people not getting paid properly with streaming services.
Absolutely.
So, the conversation came up between me and my professor on, you know, what are the benefits, what are the pros and the cons?
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, people, according to statistics and data, people still listen to radio for news.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Cameron said it instantly. If something happens, about time it gets to the stream, I've already talked about it.
Absolutely.
So it's like a delay in that. So I just kind of want to pick your brain a little bit.
It's not going away. It's not going away. I think it's going to be here for way longer than people anticipated in the beginning, when streaming really started to take off.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Shari
Nicole, please tell everybody where they can find you.
You guys can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, Shari_NYCOLE. You can also check me out on Facebook, SHARINYCOLE. And yeah, you can also check out my podcast. It's called Just a Thought with Sheree Nicole. It's available right now on all digital streaming platforms.
Awesome. All right, y'all. That is the end of this episode. Until the next episode, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about something. Well, it's your girl Kool-Aid. And as always, I want to know your flakes.